Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Marty St. Louis, do you know anything about hockey?
No.
Oh, I'm about to teach you here in a second.
Oh, really?
We're going to talk to you. Marty St. Louis, he's the first player from the Tampa Bay Lightning to have his number retired.
Tampa Bay has a hockey team?
Exactly. A Stanley Cup winning hockey team.
Huh?
How do you like that? Yeah, and this guy was a great part of it.
He's from Chicago?
No, he's from the way up north.
He's from
Marty, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Good. Great to talk to you. Faison Love, a very funny actor and comedian, is in the studio with us. He knows nothing about hockey, so bear with him as we go along. Congratulations on this great honor bestowed upon you by the Tampa Bay Lightning. I heard you talking about it, and I know you got to feel just super honored.
No, I mean, for sure. I mean, it's Mr. Vinnick called me a couple weeks ago, maybe more, but it was quite the call, and, you know, it's not a call that you expect. It's not a call that you think coming into the league that I don't think it's anybody's goal to get their jerseys in the rafters. I mean, I think it's just trying to get your career going and, you know, hope for the best and keep working at it. And fortunately, I was surrounded with great players and great coaches that believe in me, and I was able to have a long career and do the things that I did individually and as a team, and to get recognized like that by Mr. Vinnick and the organization, it's flattering, it's humbling, and it's a night that forever my family and I will remember.
Well, I have to tell you, you certainly made a great choice. I mean, you were a guy who was the spirit and the face of this franchise for a long time, and I think that the surprise came with the fact that a lot of guys started retiring, and the fact that you went here and went to New York, and I think that that's why I think it might have come as a little bit of a surprise. But I think everybody you were that player that when you came back here to play, everybody still loved you. They couldn't even hate you, even if you were on another team, because you had done so much here for the Lightning.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand the people's feelings and the fans and stuff, and it wasn't easy for me to leave. I just felt at the time it was the right thing to do, not just for me, but for my family. Three little boys that were playing hockey, they were traveling a lot. It was really hard.
Yeah.
And, the team is, the Lightning is in great hands. It's a fun team to watch. I watch them all the time. They got things cooking right now, and they're gonna win again soon, in my mind.
I gotta tell you, I would think so too. Nobody thought last year they'd go as far as they did, and they play so hard, and they're such a young team that this is very reminiscent of when you guys came up and won the cup. And I found out yesterday that Dan Boyle retired. I'm sure you probably know that. And he was the last active player from that 2004 team, which is unbelievable to me because that makes me feel incredibly old at this point to think that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's 12 years ago.
I know. it's so. What's the average? What's the average playing time in years for a hockey player? Like, you go football, you're looking at it, if you get 5 years, you're lucky. What? And you guys all seem to.
I mean, if you take everybody that plays a game, I mean, it's low, you know. But I think the average career is probably anywhere from 8 to 12 years, maybe. I was fortunate to play for 17, 18 years. And so was Boiler and Richie and Vinny and these guys had they all had great careers, and it wasn't luck that we won and when we played together, because those were great players.
What are you gonna do now? Are you bored out of your mind?
No, I'm actually on my way to work out. And
you still work out? You still work out? You should be fat by now.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't know. My whole life I've been, training. It's so hard to... I don't train at the same level, but I like to get the kids to school and, you know, go work out. I still play a lot of golf, and I'm, you know, I got three boys, so
yeah.
You know, coming north was, you know, get them situated easier for them for their hockey and traveling and stuff. But I coach all their teams, so I'm on the ice just as much now, and I travel a lot on weekends with them. But you know, it's Monday through Thursday with practices between the three of them. Sometimes for me, it's double sessions because obviously with the three boys. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. I can't get a job right now because I'm too busy.
How old is your oldest boy?
13.
Does he know that you're cool?
I don't know.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now. I have a 10-year-old son, and my ultimate goal in life is for him to know that I'm cool, and he has no idea. Every once in a while, we'll get front row tickets to wrestling, and he'll be like, all right, you must be kind of cool to some people. But you're teaching, you're a Stanley Cup champion, and you're coaching his hockey team. He's got to be like, this is pretty awesome.
I think his teammates probably think I'm a little, I'm cooler than he thinks I'm cool. I still take his phone away sometime, and I still do things that really makes me uncool.
That's true. You get to see that dick side of dad that none of the other kids really understand. This is Marty St. Louis joining us on the show. I got to tell you, I'm really happy for you, dude. You've always been a great guy. And you played so hard for this team. And you know, this is a team that everybody kind of laughed at in the beginning when Esposito was trying to bring hockey to Tampa. For some reason, they thought we didn't know how to make the recipe for ice down here. And then for this team to come in and be so young and win a Stanley Cup and have solid teams, you know, just after you're a big part of the development and the building of this organization. And I'm glad that they're honoring you, man. And we're definitely going to be out there in January. And I'm sure you're going to be super proud to see that number go up there, man.
Yeah, you know, you look at, you know, obviously years ago, we still brought the team and everything and the progression to where it is. You know, I mean, it's been on top of the mountain. It's been, you know, it's been obviously on the bottom. But, you know, now it's been on top and on top for a while. And there's no surprises. You know, I think what Mr. Vinick has done, you know, just not even like hockey side alone, but just the experience at the rink. I was at the Frozen Four in April. And the experience at that rink, how nice of a building it is.
Yeah,
you know, and to not only the building, but then you put the Lightning on the ice. They play a fun brand of hockey, okay? And I can tell you, just because I played for a long time and I watched that, the way they play, it's a fun brand, entertaining. I mean, it's a party for any fans that go watch those guys and get to do it in that building.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have the Vinick family here because they're not only doing great stuff for the team, but for the community and for that whole downtown area. And I think that in the long run for the team, we'll end up leaving here with a legacy. Who's next? Everybody's screaming, Vinny. Are they all sitting around now? They're going, hey, Marty's up there. One of us has got to be next.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any other? There's a few of the choices that would have been great choices as well. And obviously, I'm very honored to be the first one, but I know they'll be first of many. You know, and I heard Mr. Vinick talk about the process and stuff, and. You know, I think it won't be too long that you'll see other guys getting up there and well-deserved guys.
You know what? They have a statue of Esposito and they have a statue of Andruchuk, and they're like, we should probably put a statue of Marty, and they're like, no. Because it's going to be like half the size of the rest of the statues that are out there. It'll be impossible. He knows he's not a tall guy. Jesus. So hanging your number in the rafters is the best thing. Hey, congratulations. Thank you for calling in today, and we will see you out there in January to help celebrate. Maybe then you should lean down to your son when they're putting the number up and go, now I'm cool. Now I'm cool, right?
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Marty.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. Oh, don't make it seem like he's bad. He knows he's short.
I know, but you give him a short shot at the end.
There's a little jokes.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.